Samach Amid Aleph, we are Inami, three lines at the bottom. We're going to Madiyama that says that Tyre was given Chasuma. So we want to know what's shot in the Pasuk that it's called Megillah Sefer, which makes it sound like it's not Chasuma. There's no tissues around, I don't think. Okay, don't worry about it. I don't see any tissues around. So the Gemara answered that the whole Sefer Torah is called Megillah. Oh, thank you very much. The whole Sefer Torah is called Megillah. So now the Gemara gives another answer. Inami, look to Blavi. Amar Blavi, Shemayin the Parshias, Namra Bayam Chokim HaMishkan. There were, even according to the Mandam, it says Torah Chasuma. Yeah, so even according to my Talmud, it says Torah was given completely at one time. Eight parshas were an exception. The day the Mishkan was stood up, which is on Aleph Nisan, that day eight parshas were written. So even though the Amidah doesn't say Torah Megillah Megillah, no, those eight parshas are an exception. They were necessary for that day, and it seems that those eight parshas were written down. What are the eight parshas? Zunk Rashi first. Inami Lik Tablevi. Rashi's still in the narrow lines. Ikka Megillah, Eisen Ches Parshas, those eight Parshas, Shehutzruchu, that day was necessary. Namru, V'nichtavu, V'nimsaru by Beyayim. Said, written and given over that day, V'nichtavu Kalachas V'Megillah Levada, and it was written in its own Megillah, V'shemuvdalas R'chai Kazumizu. They're not together in the Torah. The Rabbi Shlavim and the Torah separated them. For whatever reason he wanted to. That's why the Torah is called Megillah, because a certain part of it was given as Megillah. When he finished it, the Torah, right, Parshas Kahanim is one of them. So he wrote from Bereshis till Parshas Kahanim. Bedilug, Parshas Kahanim Haksuva Klar. He didn't have to rewrite Parshas Kahanim, it was already written. Because of the parshas Kahanim, my parshas Shluach, Tamei and V'chein Kulam. So the eight parshas, which are not together in the Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu wrote those eight parshas under their own scrolls. Then he wrote the whole Sefer Torah, he wrote up to one, inserted that one, wrote the next till the next one, inserted the next one. So therefore it's called Megillah, because at one point there were eight parshas that were written as a Megillah. Which are the eight parshas? Parshas Kahanim. The first one is Parshas Kahanim. Eluhain, Parshas Kahanim, Rashi says, Emor al-Kahanim, Shehuchas Kahanim Ksubasva. The Alokas of Kahanim are written, Lo Yitama, Lo Yikach, he shouldn't be Mitami himself, he's not allowed to marry certain women, Mumboi Lo Yigash, he's not allowed to work with a mum. Since that day they had to do the Avoida. Hutzruhu Kedushasim Lo Hidiyah, we have to inform them about the Kedusha. So Parshas Emor, the part about what tells the Kahanim, not the Yom Tov part, the part of Parash Emma, which is written about Kahanim, that was written on Aleph Nisan, by order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, and that was written on our Aleph Nisan. That's number one. What? About 40, 50, 60? Yeah. The next one is Parashas Leviim, which is in Baloitcha, which is the Parashas Kachas Leviim, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, V'tihar Ta'isam, the Trashi, Parashas Leviim, Kachas Leviim, the Baloitcha. Shabbat Hilchus Leviim. That's where the halachas of Leviim are written. Yes, Imrim. Zaktrashi, someone has said that the Parshas Leviim refers to Leviim to Daber, which is in Parshas Kairach. But the Einikir, Kiman Yonam Eitzar Kamas HaMishkan. The second one talks about Maiserishin. That wasn't necessary that day. Maiserishin in Nagatzar Chamishin Barbaam Shana. Maiserishin wasn't like the 54 years later. But they're 40 years in the Midbar and then 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. We are in Parshas Meiser Mikri. That would be called Parshas Meiser, not Parshas Leviim. So Parshas Leviim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through the Avodah's whole Parsha in Baloitzcha, the beginning of Baloitzcha. That's about 25 psukim, I don't know exactly. That talks about what to do to the Leviim to get them fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan.
Why did you need that right away?
What?
Why did you have the Leviim
going to
serve in the Beis HaMikdash?
In the Mishkan. Parshas Leviim, Hutzchu Lubay B'Yayim, Zatrashi, why? Why were the Leviim necessary for that day? Shehuskaku L'Shir. They had to work, meaning like this, in the Mishkan time, the Leviim did two jobs. They sang, and they carried the Mishkan. Well, that day they didn't have to carry the Mishkan. The answer is they needed to sing. The third parsha that was given that day is Parshas Tumeim. Dr. Rashi, Parshas Tumeim, V'Anoshim. There was the parsha Pesach Sheni. Moshem Hukas HaPesach. Mishkan Hukam Echad Benisin. V'Huzur Behem, Parshas Shiluach Tumeim. As we will see, the next parsha that's mentioned is they were warned to send the Tumeim out of the Machna. Till then, there were no three Machnas. Machna Shechina, Machna Levia, Machna Yisrael didn't exist. But when they put up the Mishkan, all of a sudden there's Machnas. So they had to send the Tumeim out. Shluchim out Tumeim. V'huzru lahem, Parshas Shluach Tumeim, V'yishalchum in HaMachna, Shaboy B'yoyim Hukvu Shalosh Machnas. That's the day they established the Machnas, Machna Shechina, Machna Levia, Machna Yisrael. V'huzru kul nishtalayach, and they had to send people out. V'tayach kach, huzru kul Tumeim lishol. The Tumeim had to ask, what is going to be with us? How are they going to do their Pesach? Or a blavi, Yechaylevay Litor Ad Tesvav. The truth is, they had 15 days. They still had a way to become Tahar. Except, like Nisku, the Pesach Shady, you wouldn't need one. Elam Kane, Lo Yitaru. Now, Tesis is bothered with that because it's Mashma in the Gemara Mesachim that Pesach Shady was said not on the first day of Nisan, it was said the next year on Erev Pesach when they complained that they can't bring the Karban Pesach. So, or maybe that year, the Karban Pesach, that year. But whatever it was, it wasn't that day. So Tysus learns the Parshas Tumeim is the halacha of becoming Tamei from a Sheretz and becoming Tamei from Nevela, all the things that people had to know, how to, what makes you Tamei. That's what Tysus learns. Parshas Shiluach Tumeim, the Parshas Yishalchum and HaMachnas, Shabbat Shiyah Mukva HaMachnas, for Shigulavim had Pereiches B'chol Siluk Masas, Rashi tells you a secret. When they rolled up the Pereiches, when they traveled, Hutru Zavir Mitzvah Lichnas L'Sham, that eliminated the Machnas. The minute they put the Mishkan down, there was no Machnas. Machnas were established because of the Mishkan. When they traveled, they had to travel. There was no Machnas during traveling. So when they put the Mishkan back up, then they had a Machna Shechina, they had a Machna Levia, and then they had a Machna Yisrael.
No, how they travel? They travel in groups?
They travel in groups, they're not separate. There were no Machna Shechina. The Tumeim did not have to stay away.
No.
Tumeim have to be out of Machna Levia. There's no Machna Levia.
But they did travel in groups otherwise. Right?
They traveled in Tgolim. That's the Parshas Tgolim.
But in general, are you allowed to run a Sefer Torah this way? I mean, that you can do gracious things?
Yes, absolutely. It does not have to be written in order. You know, it's interesting, I didn't mention this. Rashi learned that they wrote the eight Parshas separately. There are Rishayim that learn that they wrote it in one scroll and they skipped. Meaning, the Rabban Hashem told Moshe, skip this much per space and write this parsha, then skip this much space and write this much. So the eight were in one scroll with room to be filled in later. That's a summary. Rashi doesn't learn it that way. Rashi learns it was eight separate scrolls. Weiter. Parshas Achrei Mois. Rashi, Abishi B'yom HaKippurim. It's about Yom Kippur, so why did they have to learn about it on first day of Nisan? It says after Bnei Aaron died. According to one man, the Yomer, they entered the country Kedoshim unnecessarily. That's when he was warned, don't come whatever you want, only when it's Yom Kippur. So the Mela was set on that day. Again, they were warned that day that they're not allowed to drink wine and serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi Parshas Shliyayin, Vishvayisai Yayin Ba'elach, Nasru, they were Aisasir, Tababiyas Ayel Mayat Alarachmana, because the Torah said it depends on coming to the Ayel Mayat. Parshas Neiris, Rashi Ba'loitcha, Vishvayab Yayin Mutzchilu Lahadlik. Parshas Paraduma, and that was the eighth one, so Trashi, Vishvayayim Amachras Nisifra Para, on Beis Nisan, they burned the Para, Lias Nitarim Lepeschayim, they should be Torah for Pesach. They couldn't do it before the Bina Bisa Neichah and the Ayel Mayan. Couldn't make the Paraduma before the Mishkan was set up because you have to sprinkle towards the Ayel Mayan. Okay, Bina Mesechta's Megillah Yerushalmi. That is the eight parshas. The parshas ask, what happened to parshas korbanos? They have to know how to be makir korbanos. The answer is, they said the most korbanos they were taught beforehand already. But these eight parshas were written that day. Don't think about it like that. They happened to be tar because they went to the mikvah, they had the pirates from the Isha.
I know they were fish, but there was no tar of Duma.
No, there was no, they were not tar from Tumas Meis. But you know the thing is, they weren't coming to Tumas Meis.
Nobody
you weren't, again, let me explain something. Tumas Meis is not a fact. Tumas Meis is a halacha. Before the halacha was given, there was no Tumas Meis. You're viewing them as Tameh at the Beit HaMikdash. They weren't Tameh. The only Tumah they had to worry about then is Balkari. They were told that they have to separate 3 days before. See, Gayim aren't Tameh Meis.
They don't have the Lacha.
Exactly. They can be Megayim, and that day, they're not Tameh.
Like the first year, there was no... Pesach Sheni, they
were not by the first year. Well, that's the strategy seemed to learn it did. And they were warned on Aleph Nisan that if you don't become Tar, you're going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So Rashi learns. Rashi learns they were told the first year if you're not going to become Tar, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni.
But there was no Tumas Meis yet.
No, that day they were given to Tumas. It was all the same day. They were told that day that Tumayim have to go out.
That day
is the same. Yeah. And basically, they made a Parah Aduma. So anybody with Tumas Meis could take care of it, made a Parah Aduma. Now, ask me the following question, I don't know the answer. Those people who had touched the Meis prior to Aleph Nisan, did they have to have Parah Aduma sprinkled on them?
Right.
Meaning, are you talking retroactive? I would assume not, but I can't prove it. I mean, L'chaira, I don't know. I mean, the answer is I don't know, but that's part of the issue. Who were the Tumei Mason that asked, well, did they bring a Pesach Sheni? Did they become Tumei Mason after Beis Nisan, Aleph Nisan? Or were these Aleph Nisan, they were Tumei beforehand? I don't know. I'm a Blazer. New Sugya. I mean, it's a continuation, but a different aspect. Tyra writes Bixav on me and I'll pass. Most of Tyra is Bixav.
I mean, the bottom line is that Amazon should have given these halakhas without having written them, right?
But Rabbi Levi tells you he wrote them.
No, but is that because Dever should Bixav in Yakov of Rosh
Hashanah? No, because he taught the rest of the Tyra about that. According to Nisman Yamar, for 40 years they learned all the halakhas from the Tyra about
that. Wait, so that's even more. So,
Reb Levi, listen, what? Why Reb Levi says this, I don't know.
Oh, okay, so without because what I thought.
No. Because the rest of the Torah was taught about Pat, according to the Mount Amar Torah Chasuma did. These eight parshas were an exception. Why were they an exception? Why were they written down more than other parshas? I don't know. Mark Super Tyra. I was going to be out of town, and I decided not to go till today. The Rebbe should give me shot in this mind. I made the cheshbon that I'm better off sleeping in my own bed than traveling far. And the Gemara says if it's a rainy day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you know what I mean? It's a similar of a rainy year, so we got it. Something about right. I'm a blazer. Tyra Rive Bixav, let me explain this. There's a machloikis, is Tyra Rive Bixav or Rive Balpeh? Now, the question is, this is the Mepharshim's question. Balpeh means Halakha Lemaisha Misinai. Bixav means written down. So, the kasha is there anybody that says that Tyra is not Rive Bixav? What are the drushes? Rashi says, let's learn Rashi. Rive Bixav. Rive Tyra Kluya Bemedrish, Iksuva Lemedrish, Beklau Prat, Zereshava. Most of Tyra is derived from Klau Prat, Zereshava, Usharmi, the Shatira Nidrashis for him. A Mayuta Balbash, Ain Ramaz Loma Baba Tyra, So Rashi learns Pershim Ksav means everything we derive from Chumash. Every Zereshava, every Klau Prat, every Prat of Klau, every Hekish. Everything we derive from Chumash is Pershim Ksav. Pershim Ksav is something that has no remez in Chumash. Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So Rav is saying, Rav Lazar is saying, most of Torah comes from Chumash. Most of the halachas we learned how to derive from Sukkim. A drasha, an extra vav, a klal will prat, a prat will klal, all those things. Miyat is Torah Shabbat Ben. Rabbi Shneamar, Echtav Loi Rubi Torasi, I will write most of my Torah, K'mai Zohar Nechshavu. And they treat it, what is it, how did you learn? They treat it
as foreign.
As foreign. The Yidden don't treat it properly. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Roy Valpeh, Umiyad Miksav. No, most of the Torah is Valpeh, and Miyad is considered Miksav. Shenemar? You gotta give me a chance. Shenemar, Kyapi Hatvar Meila. Through the word, through the mouth, Kyapi Hatvar Meila. So the proportion may ask, I mean, the reality is, most of Torah is learned out. Most of our halakha is learned out from Chumash. How can one man the other say Rav Alpeh? Well, Rav thinks that we learn is our halakha and Moshe Messina. That's not true. So the different mahalchim of this, the Be'er Sheva and Huria says that the machloikas is, how do you view drushes? Is drushes Torah Shemiksav, or is drushes Torah Shemiksav? Rashi said, Torah Shemiksav means anything learned out from a cloud prop. Anything learned out from Xerish Shava, anything learned out from Hekish. Rabbi Hashemah says, Rabbi Yechon says, that's Baal Peh. That's not in written. That's figured out from the written. That's Baal Peh. So the Machloikas is how to classify, look, the Be'er Sheva. How do we classify most of Torah? Most of Torah are derivatives from Sukkim. Xerish Shava, Klal Prat, Hekish, Vavs, extra Yuds, extra this, extra that. Everybody agrees to that fact. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. So the machloikis is that Baal Peh or is that Miksav? My nafkamina. Before you were able to write down Torah Shu Baal Peh, was this writable down? If you learned it's a chelik of Torah Shu Miksav, Zuk to Be'er Sheva, the people got him said this, then there wouldn't have been an issue of writing the Torah.
Or writing the drushes?
Writing the drushes. But if you learned it's part of Torah Shu Baal Peh, it would have been, it's not a game, it's not a that. But once upon a time, they weren't allowed to write down Torah Shu Baal Peh. Were they allowed to write down the drushes? According to the Mount Dabin, it says, Torah Rubin Shu Miksav, they would have been able to write it down. According to the Mount Dabin, it says, Torah Rubin Shu Baal Peh, they were not able to. That's how the Be'er Sheva learns. That's his shot. Now, Shah has a different shot, this is the way we're going to learn. So that's the Machlaikas. What do you view most of Torah? It doesn't seem to be a fact, Machlaikas. Everybody agrees that Rav Torah is not in the local of Moshe Sinai. And Rashi learned that drushes are considered Miksav. So what's the argument? The answer is, that's exactly the argument. A drush is Miksav, or a drush is Baal Peh.
Was there a certain amount of those that had a... what do we have it by? Like
Zeresh Shabbos, they had an exact number from... Not aware of one. Yes, you had a question?
You really answered that.
Well, that's what I was planning to do. Rashi, Miyuta Baal Peh, what is that? Kapi, Alshu Baal Peh, Nichnas Bres, Alma, I have a Rubo. So we see, that was the majority. Frekti Gemara, V'idach Nami, Frekti Gemara, V'idach Nami, Yachsiv Echtzloi Rubi Tarasi. Doesn't it say that Hashem said, I will write most of my Torah is written down? Dr. Gemara, Ahu Atzmu Kamatame. It's a question. Echtavoy Rubi Tarasi? What, I should write down most of my Torah? Halo Gemay Zar Nechshavu. They're treating whatever is written the wrong way. I should write down more? That man the Emmer is saying, Hashem saying, I'm not writing that down. Because they're not treating the written down as proper anyway. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Atzmu Kamatame. Vichy Rubi Tarasi Haile Lichtav. What? Enough. Okay, we'll stop here. Mention him tomorrow morning. I hope to be on the phone. The brothers should be to this week.